This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli. Boardwalk Empire, the new organized crime drama series from HBO, begins Sunday. Yes, the network that gave us The Sopranos is hoping to prove again that crime does pay, at least so far as subject matter for a weekly series. Boardwalk Empire is set in Atlantic City in the 1920s. It starts just before Prohibition, with city movers and shakers holding a huge party and literally counting down the seconds until the new law banning alcohol will make them even richer.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
When you hear HBO is presenting another drama series about the mob, the initial reaction is that the network is ripping off The Sopranos and the many crime films of Martin Scorsese. Except that Boardwalk Empire is created by Terrence Winter, who produced and wrote or co-wrote dozens of episodes of The Sopranos, including the classic Pine Barrens episode. And the pilot of Boardwalk Empire is directed by Martin Scorsese himself, who's also an executive producer. So if anyone has earned the right to explore more of this territory, it's these guys. Based on Nelson Johnson's nonfiction book about the colorful history of Atlantic City, Boardwalk Empire begins as Prohibition made the sale of alcohol illegal. One of the characters poised to profit immediately is Nucky Thompson, played by Steve Buscemi and based on a real-life Atlantic City power broker named Nucky Johnson. Boardwalk Empire, like the book and movie Ragtime, mixes actual historical characters with invented ones. So we get a young, cocky Al Capone, but we also get a wholly invented young thug named Jimmy Darmody, a World War I veteran played by Michael Pitt. Jimmy has returned from the front lines with an itchy trigger finger. And Nucky, who up to now has made his fortune without spilling blood, isn't happy about his employee's violent streak.
Nucky. Nuck. I take you back.
Nucky.
Give you a job.
Listen.
And this is how you pay
last
me.
Last night was not supposed to happen like that, Nuck.
Oh, make sure you mention that to Rothstein as he's cutting your off.
It's all going to get straightened out, Nuck, I promise.
Are you that stupid? I have no idea how in over your head you are.
I know it's a lot.
Did I not tell you to slow down? I tried to give you money.
I tried to tell you I'm not a kid anymore.
And killing. And larceny. That makes you a man?
No.
You got brains, kid. You got a future.
Look, I still got a future. We both do. The war, Nuck.
That's the side of Steve Buscemi we expect to see. The frustrated hothead who has been so entertaining in supporting roles in Fargo, The Big Lebowski, and yes, The Sopranos. But Nucky is the starring role, and Buscemi makes the most of it. Lording over Atlantic City from his suite of rooms at the Ritz-Carlton, he barks orders, ridicules underlings, and confronts powerful adversaries. Yet he's not all business. He has a dumb but spirited mistress played with all kinds of entertaining zeal by Paz de la Huerta. And very quickly, he develops a soft spot for Margaret, a poor pregnant woman who comes to see him after her husband has lost all their money gambling. Margaret is played by Kelly MacDonald. And in this new crime series, she's the biggest thief of all because she positively steals every scene she's in. You may have been impressed by this young actress in the past. I have, when she starred opposite Bill Nighy in The Girl in the Cafe and co-starred in the original miniseries version of State of Play. But here, Kelly MacDonald, like Steve Buscemi, vaults herself to a new level. Here they are together in a scene when Margaret first visits Nucky in his lavish office.
Please, have a seat. May I offer you tea?
Thank you, I'm fine.
No, it's no trouble. Have you eaten?
Thank you, no. I mean, I have, yes. I've eaten, but I...
Okay, relax. Please. No more appointments.
Yeah.
Is that a bit of the old country I hear in your voice?
My husband says I sound like an immigrant.
Ah, but we're all immigrants, are we not?
It takes several episodes, I've seen the first six, for their relationship to evolve into something different and something potentially dangerous. All of Boardwalk Empire is like that. Think of it as the chess game, where the opening moves establish the positions of various pieces. It takes patience to develop strategies and spring traps, but there's a major payoff. By the third hour, you really care about these people, and that makes the stakes and the violence more intense. In fact, there are scenes in Boardwalk Empire that are unforgettably violent. Not over the top like a carnage-obsessed video game, but unforgettable for their emotional intensity. Like when Roman Polanski sliced Jack Nicholson's nostril in Chinatown. It's Atlantic City, Jake, and it's just as powerful. Boardwalk Empire, without question, is better than any new series the broadcast networks are serving up this fall. It's the only new show worth adding to your weekly must-see list. And with its visual majesty and period music, it's like nothing else on TV this year. Unlike most things in Atlantic City, Boardwalk Empire is a very good bet. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Sue Spolin directed the show. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.